Deputy Chairperson in charge of corporate services at the Electoral Commission, Georgina Opokwa-Mankwa, has expressed disappointment at the media's inability to calm down tension while the country awaited the declaration of the just-ended polls. She said most media houses were busily making projections instead of relying on certified results from the EC. This development, Madam Opokwa-Mankwa said, must be checked in the future. She was speaking at the final edition of the Electoral Commission voter education and engagement program on GBC dubbed Ask the EC. The final series revealed the 2016 election.
For me, my disappointment with the media prior to this election, by the kind magnanimity of the UNDP, we held several workshops with media in all the regions. So we brought issues to them. So when the so-called tension was mounting out there, I was expecting them to actually come out and calmness that no, this is not what EC is to do.
Oh, no.
EC will come out at the right time because the processes are different with EC as opposed to the party. And what have you. But they were rather
fueling the fire.
Exactly.
Yes.
And somebody even called my sister that tell Georgina they don't declare we are going to burn a house.
Oh no.
You see?
Oh yeah. Were there instances of overvoting in the 2016 elections, Georgina?
There were some instances.
So let's remind ourselves, what constitutes overvoting?
What the Electoral Reform Committee recommendation is that an incidence of overvoting would have been deemed to occur if the number of people, the ballots cast in the book exceeds the number of people who were biometrically and manually verified.
Okay, so not the number of people on the register, those who actually showed up
to vote.
To vote.
And this time, you know, some of them, we allowed that if the biometrics fail, you go through a process and vote manually.
Right.
Yeah, so if those, I mean, both manual verification and biometric verification, the number of people involved therein, if the number of ballots cast exceeds, then there's an overvoting.
Okay.
And if it happens, there's also a recommended procedure, administrative, that the presiding officer should go through and then see, one, if there's any foreign material.
Okay.
Like you would, go sort the documents to find out that maybe this particular ballot is not part of the ballots that were used here because it doesn't bear the serial number.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't bear the validating stamp. And I remember at the last IPAC, this issue of overvoting was discussed at length. And we all agreed that a ballot issuer, if he issues a ballot, he should waive for everybody in the polling station to see that I've given one ballot and then I've validated.
Deputy Chairperson in charge of corporate services at the EC, Georgina Opokwa-Mankwa. Deputy Chairperson at the National Commission for Civic Education, Josephine Nkrumah, said the commission did very well in educating the electorate. She says apart from traditional media, they also use community engagements, and this explains the reduction in the number of spoiled ballots.
This year there's a lot of collaboration between the EC and the NCC as well. We had a lot of, let me call it train the trainer, between EC and the NCC. So with what EC gave us as NCC, we ran with it to the various communities, and that went a long way to informing the public. And there's always this thing about people saying NCC does not inform. And I say NCC, we do a lot more than information.
Yeah.
Ours is education. For instance, if you came on our social media platform, there's messages on proxy voting. We pass on the information, but we would go on to explain what proxy voting is.
Okay.
You understand? So that we do the education for people to understand. And somebody would just hear, okay, there's proxy voting. But because it doesn't understand what proxy voting is, the person would not be able to take advantage of that process.
Okay.
So the challenges we had, but all in all, I think as an institution, we did our best.
You did best with what you have.
Yes.
You speak about social media, we all know that it's a highly useful medium.
Yes.
and very effective as well. And I'm sure most of us sitting in this room this evening probably have some kind of social media platform or engagement or account.
Yes.
But what about the people that don't? What about the people in the hinterlands? What about the people who are not even connected to the internet? How does that same information get to them in the depth that they need to understand it?
Well, NCC is spread across the length and breadth of this country. We're in every district. So one of our skills is community entry. We are on the ground with the people.
Okay.
So for those who don't have the luxury of social media, we do a lot of community engagements. We hold community derbies. We go to the faith-based organizations. So you find us working on Fridays in mosques, on Sundays in churches. You find us in the marketplaces, the seaside, and we go to do all of that work. So it's not limited to social media. I just use social media to show the additions we have now put on our drive to educate Ghanaians this time around.
Executive Secretary of the National Media Commission, George Sapon, patted the media on the back for doing a wonderful job during the election. He also commended the EC's communications team for being on top of issues by providing up-to-date information to ensure a successful election.
All these complications that we are dealing with are only as part of the electoral reform. So the media had a responsibility to explain that the complexities that we've built upon the process is all to ensure transparency and further transparency. And therefore, when it happens, it is not the fault of the EC, but our collective decision to build more transparency into the process. Again, we made it look like an EC failure. And I think these are the nuances that I really wish that going forward, all of us would begin to look at. I think that the EC communications team did a great job. Anybody in the media communications, yes, just watching the number of briefings, the number of write-ups that one needed to do within that short period, the clarity with which they spoke, the display of knowledge of the technical processes of the election, I think that we displayed a certain mastery of their job that we really need to acknowledge. The big issues that were important were not the things that were interesting to us, but the controversies. So questions about the mechanics of voting, questions about how we're going to do special voting. The EC had announced that they had, in order to facilitate easy voting as part of the recommendations, we're not going to have long queues, and so they were breaking the police stations. Nobody was interested in the principle upon which the police station was going to be broken until the last day of the voting. And so when we come back to ask questions, for example, about special voting and all that, and blame the EC, I do not want to hold grief for the EC. All of us are blamable one way or the other. But if we had shown interest in those matters earlier and raise the necessary questions, we wouldn't have seen the special voting that we saw. But that is only to point out that there is something all of us can do going forward. What's the point? If, as media, we do not have a better sociological sense of our context and environment, and we want others to drive us, we will always get into this kind of situation.
You heard panelists from the final edition of the program Ask the EC.